WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. I'm Shahab Zaghari with Assurance Advertising.
Peggy Ann Saltz with MobileGroove.com.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Also want to thank you for liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. If you haven't done so yet, please do. We are switching gears this week, and we are getting into the nitty-gritty of SMS marketing campaigns. What we're going to do is we're going to feature 6 tips, talk about those tips, and how you can use them starting today on your marketing campaigns. So first and foremost, tip number one, permission. Always do everything in SMS with explicit permission while giving people a way to opt out.
Yeah, I think that one of the key things about this topic is not only is it the law being, you know, legal, and certainly different countries have different cases, but I think that maybe even the big, not, I don't want to say bigger, but I think it is really important that it's also about smart marketing. You know, even if it is legal to send a message to someone just because they're your customer, I know in some countries it is, doesn't make it smart, and it doesn't make it that it's going to work. So I'm really adamant that this is like the, if you're not going to follow this one, don't bother.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think it's also important that, yes, it's about opt-in and opt-out, but it's also making it very clear what people can expect when they opt in or what they're going to be missing out on if they opt out. You know, just be very clear about that, because there are some people, and I've seen campaigns like this, that people say, oh, you know, I don't feel this is relevant to me, I'm going to opt out. And then later on, their friends are saying, hey, I've got all this great stuff in the way of offers or whatever. And it's like, well, hey, I didn't know I was going to miss out on that. And then they're almost upset in the other direction that the company isn't delivering that to them. And it's like, well, you opted out. So again, it's that very clear being honest and upfront with your customers about what they're going to get and what they're not going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, you know, just looking at how you know, where advertising and where marketing is going, everything is building a community around the brand. And if you don't ask that permission, that's strike number one. You know, I don't want your friendship if you didn't ask me for my permission. You know, going back to, you know, age old sales tip where they say, you know, don't tell the client that they need something. Let the client tell you that they need it, type deal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then tip number two, do not cram your message. Don't forget, you do have a limited number of characters available to carry your message to the target consumer. So, you know, don't put fancy flowery text or, you know, all sorts of different sales pitches in one message. Instead, hone it down, decide which offer you think would sound most attractive, and send that. You know, and as a side note, sending users too many messages with different offers, that'll only confuse the subscribers. You know, make sure that you know, if you have several offers, hone in on that one and then present the other offers on your website, at your brick and mortar store, on social media, print media, what have you, and use SMS for that one special offer.
Also, I'd like to add, if you're building up a relationship, because that's what this all is about. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a conversation. Text messaging is a two-way street. And there's a lot of research out there. You know, the question is, how many messages, you know, you're talking about how many messages, how many characters in your message, but also how many messages do you go for each sort of level of your relationship? So if you think of it as like dating, you know, you meet, then maybe you meet again, and then you go out, then you go out for dinner, then, you know, it progresses. You don't do it all at once. And interestingly enough, the research out there tells that it's basically three is the magic number. So you ask them three questions. You know, you say, for example, what are your interests, or, you know, what's, you know, you're trying to understand your customer. Ask three questions. Take a pause. Do it again three times. Take a pause. You have to sort of gain that trust, build that relationship, and I think that magic number three is very interesting there.
That is interesting. So would that be three questions asked separately?
Yeah. So, for example, you're trying to profile your user. Take that as an example. You want to know, you know, what are you interested in? You know, you're into sports apparel, and you want to know, are you interested in X, Y, or Z? Are you interested in something for, you know, tennis or for soccer or for outdoors? And you just ask them always in groups of threes as far as the willingness to answer profiling questions. And of course, every time you profile, that's really important for your campaign and your brand, because you're refining that. You're getting to know your customer a little bit better.
Well, likewise, I'd like to say that in addition to thinking about sending some, you know, not sending too many different messages, there's also the converse of not sending enough different messages. I can think of three specific campaigns, and I'm going to name the names because they're doing it.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, you know, Ford, I subscribe to, you know, find out some more information about Ford Edges. And I think for 2 years, I have gotten twice a month the exact same message saying,
oh,
are you
yikes.
Still interested? Send your name and email. We'll have a dealer contact you. Same exact message. Target and Bed Bath & Beyond also do that. They send sort of a regular thing. They send out a link with coupons. Then they send a reminder, your coupons are going to expire. And I'm blind to them. They come in and I say, it's just Target. It's just, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond. And I keep waiting for Ford to do something different, like, you know, click here for a video of the new model. Or, you know, I mean, it's like so easy for me to see what they could be doing with it, and they just don't. So
definitely drop the ball there.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, I think we're clear on got to mix it up a little, not too much, not too little.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly
make it. Yeah, I mean, if Ford or Target would make it something where it was an exclusive experience instead of a coupon reminder or a dealer reminder, I mean, that would be huge. They'd see a lot more traffic, a lot more, you know, people not phasing out. Oh, well, instead of opting out, I'm just, that's that. You know, text message, keep going.
And also, oh, I was going to make the point that it's also, you know, that human interaction point. So, again, you want it to grow and deepen over time. You don't want to come out of the gate saying, you know, hey, I, you know, just met you and I love you and let's get married. You don't do that in a real relationship. I mean, not the ones I've had. But, you know, it's really about introducing yourself. So you introduce yourself, you introduce your brand, then you might collect some vital information like age range, gender, interests, what have you, and then they respond, and then in subsequent exchanges you can get more specific. You can try to extract information that will allow you to improve your profile of the customer or refine what you're offering. You know, it happens over time, and the whole idea is also to keep up your side of the bargain. So if you're asking for something and someone gives it to you, then you have to give them something back. And we'll talk maybe after the break about that value exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, the Ford asking me, do I want a dealer to call, seems a little no, I really don't want a dealer to call me.
Sounds like a stalker. It's like, I just met you, Kim. How can we get together? It's like, no.
Exactly.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about your car first might help.
Right, exactly. I mean, even just sending a picture or a link to the different colors, or I mean, there's just so many things.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, let's go to break, and then we'll come back and go through the rest of the tips.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Welcome to PPC Rockstars. Get ready to rumble through the latest PPC news and views from around the blogosphere. Learn from our host and the PPC pros that will take you to the promised land of PPC profit. PPC Rockstars. On demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here are your hosts.
And welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Assurance Advertising.
I'm Peggy Ann Seltz from MobileGroove.com.
And Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And thanks for sticking with us. Welcome back. We're doing the 6 tips for SMS marketing campaigns. Tip number 3, stay relevant. So obviously, text message. This comes right to your phone without the use of any apps. It's very personal, and it goes outside the boundaries of being relevant. You know, the one way to ruin it is by not being relevant. We were kind of talking about that before the break. Kim is signed on to Ford's SMS marketing campaign, and they don't really send her anything that's relevant.
Right. Well, and I can think of another example. I signed up at a Chico's, which is a women's clothing store at a local shopping center. And then they also had, it was a location specific, so I knew I was going to get coupons when I came back into that area. So it was a geo-targeted. But the problem is that they started sending coupons from all the stores when I got near there. So when I approach this mall, I get a coupon, but it can be from any of the stores there, and I don't shop at all of them. The last one I got was from the baby store, and my daughter's 16, so that was irrelevant, you know?
Yeah.
And that also shows, in a way, if you think about what that does to the brand, if you take that another step, Kim, what are you thinking about the brand at that point? You're thinking the brand doesn't know me, doesn't care, is using text messaging to connect with me in my super personal device, but isn't paying really any attention to me in the first place. So you have the feeling that, I would imagine that you, as a consumer, as a mother, as a shopper, you're just not prompted to be very excited or loyal about the company. It's like, if you're treating me like a number, then I'll treat you like one too.
Well, and I thought it was spam. I mean, I thought it was mobile spam, and I know what the heck is happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think anyone else would think, oh my gosh, where did this spam come from? And they're going to blame it on the store. They're going to blame it on the kids' store who happened to be the one doing the offer. So that's the other thing about the grouping of these offers. You know, the businesses can get themselves in, I think, an unsmart marketing tactic without even realizing it.
I'll just interject something here about the stay relevant, because what I'm also hearing from some of the small and mid-sized companies is like, well, you know, I can't do this because to stay relevant, I'm going to have to offer them something that's relevant, i.e. it's going to have to be some sort of Groupon scheme that's going to have me not on the winning side but on the losing side, because I have to give away something for nothing, which is quite relevant. But, you know, and so they're saying to themselves, What's the good business rule here for rewarding people who opt into your campaign but also are involved with your brand? And my word for that is money can't buy me love is what it comes to mind here. That's our theme. In fact, that could be the end of the show when we say, how do we close? Because if you think about it, pricey rewards are great. Giving someone credits, straight out money, prizes, what have you. But I think, and what I'm finding out also in some research I've done, and particularly into millennials, which really blew me away, for a book, Dancing with Digital Natives, where I contributed, is, you might not think about it, but some of the things that matter the most are not material, at least not for this group. I mean, it's neither material nor monetary. It's things like virtual goods. And virtual goods are great because they are virtual. You're not really investing in them. And then another one I like is just offering people things that will make them part of the in crowd, like certain news first. Information first, because then they're the first in their group. It's like, hey, you know, I have the inside track on this. You know, come to me. I'm the hub. That can turn people on too. So it's not really giving away everything and getting nothing back. It can be a very economical campaign, as I'm trying to say, where the value offer is maybe just information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, definitely. That's why, you know, people follow banks and other things like that on social media that, you know, they don't necessarily know, but it's business, so that they can stay in the loop and, you know, feel like they're in the community, in the in crowd. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I have an example as well of sort of an irrelevant incentive offer. It was actually 2 years ago. There was Spicy Pickle is a local chain, small chain of sandwich. It's a sandwich shop. And they have great sandwiches. I love Spicy Pickle sandwiches. But when they were starting to build their text message list, what they did was they offered an iPad giveaway. Mm. So here they had people opting in to win a free iPad, but they're trying to market sandwiches. And like the first four messages I got from them were all about this iPad and who had won the iPad. And, you know, obviously it wasn't me. And so it was not helpful. I think they would have been much better off giving away free sandwiches, free spicy pickle sandwiches for the year, you know, like a year's supply of spicy pickle, because then every time I got a message about it, I would be thinking about the sandwiches. But instead, I was thinking, dang, I didn't win the iPad. And so, and they pretty quickly stopped their campaign, and I'm certain it was because it wasn't working.
That's interesting. And they probably have no idea why it wasn't working.
Right. Exactly. And they sent, this is also another thing, they sent out so this was right around the same time a couple years back, they sent out a happy 4th of July message, which was great, but they didn't use all the characters. It was a very, very short message. They had the room to do it, and they could have simply added in, we're closed today, come back tomorrow, or we're open today, come on in. Even that little tidbit of information would have made that message helpful and useful.
I'm just curious about how it is over there in America. I mean, of course, I'm American, but I'm living in Europe where it's very different. And there's the whole idea that the mobile operators are just now finally starting to understand they have to use text messaging to communicate with us. Maybe not give us anything necessarily, but just keep track, you know, engage, build loyalty, that sort of thing. And I'm wondering if you're having the same horrible experiences that I am over there as companies figure out that they can use text messaging to engage, but what they're actually doing is treating you, they couldn't treat you more like a number if they tried. And then they're asking things without telling you the slightest reason why. It's like, we want to know if you're satisfied. Tell us. And I'm thinking, first of all, you didn't address me by name. Secondly, you're sending me a very generic text. Third, you're asking me to click a link and go fill out some sort of survey. Am I paying to do that? Is that airtime? You need to tell me up front about that, right? Because I'm not going to click, spend my airtime to fill in a survey about how I really don't feel one way or the other about this company at this point. How's it going on over there? Because I'm wondering if people understand text messaging. They get it for marketing, but engagement, I think we've got a long way to go.
I think it's split down the middle. What do you think, Kim?
Well, I'm on Sprint, and I don't really get. I get maybe like a monthly thing, and sometimes it's irrelevant. Like, you know, here, you know, hey, we've got a new NASCAR app or something, but it's really not obnoxious. It's infrequent enough that I am forgiving about it. So Sprint isn't bad. I can't speak to the other carriers.
And I have AT&T, and they're. I mean, anytime there's a change to my account, anytime. A payment is made, obviously, I get an instant text message. But as far as, you know, marketing, they're, it's very, very few, very few.
I have heard in South Africa that the worst spammers are the carriers.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Because they're getting their head around it. I mean, they have... you know, losses left and right because they're losing out to things like WhatsApp. So they have to think about, okay, we need to engage with our users. We have them anyway. We have the profile. We have the customer billing relationship. Let's do something on top of that. But that on top of that doesn't necessarily have to be just annoying people with their surveys to find out how satisfied we are. The interesting thing about the surveys I'm getting them from Vodafone, is the other text messages I'm getting are crossing the border, which happens quite frequently, of course, in Europe. You just go to 2 hours and you're in France from Germany. And I'll get two or three crossing telling me what the rates are on that side. And then I'll get two or three crossing back over telling me what the rates are on the other side. But, you know, that's, again, nothing that would be in any way personal.
It's not engaging you, yeah.
It's not engaging. It's annoying me. I know I crossed the border. That's what I intended to do in the first place. But I'm just curious if that's a school of thought over there also, that the companies that are using communication, such as the mobile operators, could be using it a lot better in text messaging.
I think so. I mean, just the businesses in general, there are, you know, those as far as the clients that we deal with, you know, some of them have embraced SMS technology and you know, advertising, and the other half, they just have had such bad experiences, you know, way back in 2005, 2006, mm-hmm. you know, and they just, it didn't work. It didn't really work. Well, okay. But what were you doing? What kinds of messages were you sending out? You know, and so.
Yeah, which basically brings us to your tip, your next tip about getting it right, you know, make that message actionable. Tell me about that.
Well, that is something that we subscribe to, whether it's SMS or not. You know, all good advertising starts with a direct call to action. Make the message actionable so that the user immediately understands the offer, but more importantly, how they can buy whatever it is from you. So, you know, again, once you get past the stages where you've asked those questions, you've gotten to know them, then at that point, everybody who's answered your surveys, you can group them based on interest, based on location, and then you can highly target specific offers, specific things to these users. But then when you send the message, if they don't really know what you're talking about, again, it'll be the annoying factor. And they'll have no idea, and it's not really relevant to them. Let's say they've answered, some questions, and there's a specific interest that they love. Let's say they love cats, for example. And obviously the 160 characters or what have you, it takes some time to come up with the actual copy. You can't just, go on the fly. But, for example, get your cat, a flea bath today, 50% off, right? Start off with what the offer is and then fill out the remainder. Otherwise, people get text messages and notifications and all sorts of things all day long. And best way to catch them is at the very beginning.
So I think it's about time for a break. So do you want to give us lead us into our break, and then we'll come back with the last few tips.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. So again, permission. Don't cram the message. Stay relevant. Make the message actionable, and we'll be back with the remainder of the tips.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Time now for another exciting episode of
Face of Analytics,
brought to you by AnalyticsSEO.com. In our last adventure, our hero was fending off his evil nemesis, Rhino the Algo.
That ruthless rhino has updated the algorithm again, and our website is falling down the rankings fast.
Have no fear. Use our automated SEO tool to stay updated and to monitor your site with detailed reports. Or use our multi-site project management tool to manage all of your sites to stay on top. Take it from our fearless friend and be your own SEO hero with AnalyticsSEO.com.
It's time to get fired up. Fired Up is a show that delivers both business impact and social importance. Our host, Gordon Rudell, will share ideas on how to create higher returns on your communication investments by engaging the people who matter most. Fired Up with Gordon Rudell, on demand anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm. Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Keep an eye on the break there. You will have to face the wrath of Brasco. Come on.
No, so how many minutes do we have left?
Okay. Six?
No. We're on lightning round now. We were...
went way over.
I take 2 minutes off for the pause that we had, but yeah, we're...
Well, then let's skip... Let's gloss over number five. Just go through it.
Yep.
And then we'll get to six. And or which one do you think is more relevant to the conversation?
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Okay.
We can go a few minutes over, but let's just keep it tight.
I do have a specific example for six.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
And five's sort of a you know, it's a no-brainer. We know you can't catch them at certain times. And, you know, and you can just say it's been observed that they respond mostly during late afternoons or evenings. Over here in Europe, it's on the commute, right? Long commute. And that's all we need to say.
Okay.
All right, so about 4 minutes left here.
But do you have access, Shahab, to the Skype memos or no?
I do.
Okay.
No problem.
I get them late for some reason.
It might happen. It could be just like, it just could be connection. I mean, you are in Europe, so it's like I can understand that there's a little bit of a delay.
Because it's like, you know, it'll be a couple minutes after, but actually the time on the timer is like before. It's like, wait a second. So, okay. All right.
For 4 minutes left, we're going to go from there. And if we do go a couple a minute or two over, that's not going to be a problem. So when you're ready, please take it away.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Assurance Advertising.
Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile forgot my name. Sorry. Peggy Ann Saltz from MobileGroove.com.
And Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
Welcome back, and we're going to close out today's show with the remainder of our six tips for SMS marketing campaigns. Number five, time your messages right. Again, this is a no-brainer, but obviously people check their phones at different times. It's not an exact science, but remember, people respond to messages during late afternoons, evenings, weekends, holidays, things of that sort.
And not 6 a.m. on Sunday morning like I got one time.
Definitely not. Places like New York, Chicago, Paris, London, you know, people take 1 hour, 2 hour commutes on the train.
So. Commute and lunchtime, very good times here.
And then number six, offer users ease of purchase via mobile. So if you go one step further than just a specific coupon code and you link something, make sure that, you know, if they are tempted to take advantage of it instantly, that they are able to do so.
Mm-hmm. I have a great example of this. Costco here sent out a message about Mother's Day flowers, and they almost got it right. Here's what they did. It said, Costco, pre-order your Mother's Day flowers today, starting at $59.99 delivered. And then they did have their link to their website, which is a great mobile version, but they said search Mother's Day flowers on Costco, when they could have just put the link into the flowers page. That was the only thing they did wrong. But other than that, it was really great because you get that message, you haven't ordered your flowers, hit the button, and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really, really smart.
So they did do that? So there was a link or there was not?
There was a link, but it went to their homepage, and they were prompting you in the text to search for Mother's Day flowers instead of sending the link, making the link so it would go straight to the flowers page.
Because you don't want to put in that extra step. I mean, you really want people to go directly there. The same way as with purchasing via mobile. It should, if you can work it out that way, it should be one click to purchase. Because, again, every extra click, losing some of those shopping carts, losing some of that audience.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely. And if it can't go to a specific page, then you need to create a landing page. And that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hopefully these tips help you out. If they do, please comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. Don't forget that you can listen to the show with the Webmaster Radio app available on iTunes, Stitcher, our mobile app, which you can download from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. So again, thank you for joining us this week for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. I'm Shahab Zaghari. You can tweet at me at Assurance Agency, and you can check out our portfolio on assuranceadvertising.com.
And you can look for me at Peggy Ann, PEGGYANNE, on Twitter, or just check out all of the content over at mobilegroove.com.
And for me, the best way to do it is to go to kimdushinsky.com for my mobile business card. You can see it on the desktop too, but it's cooler on a phone. So Kim, K-I-M-D-U-S-H-I-N-S-K-I.com.
Okay, so thank you again, and I don't know if we're going to stick with this send out, but they call them smartphones because you're smart enough to listen to the Mobile Presence Podcast. Thank you again, and we'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.